we say good morning to Ruchir Desai, fund manager, Asia Frontier Capital, joins us here live on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia. Ruchir, just looking at the frontier markets, which you tend to focus on, it's got to be quite perilous operating in them at the moment, right?
Well, with respect to what's going on with respect to the virus, I think, yes, it's a bit of a tough time for markets, not just in frontier markets in Asia, but also in general in the Asia region, given the links to China in terms of port tourism and trade. So within our markets, I would say some of the most impacted markets would be Vietnam and Cambodia because of the links with China in terms of tourism and trade. So we're already seeing that impact happen in Vietnam. You know, they've discussed about tourism arrivals being down 60% in February and March, and trade, they import most of their raw materials from China. So I think you're going to see an impact on the manufacturing activity and exports in China as well, in Vietnam as well, going forward.
You're also, though, looking at potential upside here and the fact that the decline in crude oil price is positive for some of these emerging markets. Which ones are you looking at?
Well, I think some of the positive aspects of this virus is the fact that commodity prices such as oil have gone down over the last couple of weeks significantly. And that's a big positive for most of the oil importing countries in Asia, especially South Asia. So Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka all import most of their oil, and they were running current account deficits, which have been contracting over the past year or so. And the low oil prices clearly have a big positive impact on their current accounts. So I think that would help them from a macro perspective as well. And valuations anyway are quite attractive in these markets. So I would say the low oil price is a big positive for some of these markets.
And what about monetary policy? Are you expecting much in the way of anything to help save the day?
I think you're going to look at both fiscal and monetary actions from countries in Asia to overcome some of the issues with this virus. So you've already seen Vietnam discuss with their banks to reduce interest payments or go easy on some of the loan repayments for borrowers in the tourism sector and also the SME sector. You've also looked at countries like Thailand, which are not really frontier, but the airports of Thailand have already reduced rentals for some of the tenants in the airports in Thailand as well. In other parts of the region as well, I think you're going to look at some of that. I mean, developed markets like Hong Kong and Singapore going to announce, Singapore already announced an expansionary budget last week. You're going to look at something similar in Hong Kong today afternoon as well. So I think you're going to look at moves from governments to ease the burden, and especially on the tourism sector and also some of the small and medium enterprises in these countries.
And when it comes to the tourism sector, as you say, it is such a big impact for a lot of these countries. Though, do you see some kind of sharp rebound? I mean, at the end of the day, there's going to be some kind of pent-up travel demand. People are still going to want to travel, going to have the funds to do so once we've seen a peak.
Yeah, I mean, look, currently consensus was, at least until a few days ago, that this gets resolved by the end of first quarter of 2020, and then things sort of recover or stabilize by the second quarter of this year. But given the way the virus is spreading across other parts of the globe in terms of South Korea, Italy, and also Iran now, and as well as Japan, I think that's where the worry is at this point in time. So if these cases don't stop coming down, then I think consensus will move towards the fact that this doesn't get solved by the first quarter of this year and moves more into second quarter. So I think maybe you look at a bit of a recovery in tourism as general, and also trade by second half of this year. That's what I think the market will tend to focus on. But yes, I think in the long term, tourism as well as consumption will recover, as we saw after SARS. So I think that's what the one should focus on.
Let's get back to Hong Kong and continue our conversation with Ruchir Desai, fund manager, Asia Frontier Capital. And of course, there has been a flight to safety, a flight to bonds, yields dropping globally. Where in this environment are you looking for yield, Ruchir?
Well, if you look at, in general, in Asian frontier markets, given the fact that most of the Asian countries in the region are linked to China in some way or the other, I think some of the markets in the region are not so linked to China in terms of trade or tourism. So if you look at some markets in frontier Asia, like Bangladesh or Pakistan, their exposure to China is not very high. I mean, trade as a percent of GDP with respect to China is less than 5%. So I would say within frontier Asia, Bangladesh and Pakistan, I would say, are less impacted by this with this virus noise and also the virus impact in terms of in economic impact. So I would say Bangladesh and Pakistan are two markets to look at from a relative perspective. And also Pakistan in general is seeing a recovery in their economy. The macro stabilized, interest rates have peaked out, the currency depreciated and valuations are cheap. So I would say Pakistan is a market to look at from that perspective. It's a domestic-driven story and not so much linked on exports or trade with China.
Are you looking for any sort of catalyst to release new funds?
release new funds in terms of the...
Well, you know, if you're looking to deploy capital and actually get a little bit more aggressive, investors would be trying to watch out for something, some sort of clue or key that these cases maybe had stabilized or had even started to move lower. What's your key?
I think the most important aspect to look at is the number of cases, number of infections going down. So last week you had good news coming out of China. You had number of cases going down significantly outside of Hubei province, and also within Hubei province you had the numbers going down. I think what has made markets tense over the past couple of days is the number of cases increasing outside of China, as we've seen in the last few days, especially in South Korea and also Italy now. So I think as long as the number of infections keep rising, and there is worry about, you know, the U.S. itself also has announced that there could be a community virus as well in the U.S. going forward. So it's a matter of
we should say that, and not, this is not to minimize, but we had 169 new cases in South Korea, and it sounds alarming to say more than 1,000. But you have to understand that this doomsday cult church, they're inviting the virus into their denomination because they want to die. This is what the leader has been saying. And so something like 70% of the cases are in this one church, doomsday cult, down in Daegu. I just think that we need to have a little bit of perspective. That's one of the reasons why the numbers have jumped there so dramatically.
Right. I mean, you're going to have comments which are kind of dramatic sometimes from certain participants, but I think that's what makes markets tense. But I would look at this opportunity in terms of the dips that we've seen over the last couple of days as a long-term opportunity, especially in our markets, because when there's panic, I think but the long-term opportunity in our markets is still pretty solid. The fundamentals are fine. I mean, Vietnam, despite facing an issue from its links to China in the first quarter of this year, is still fundamentally okay. The current account is fine. They've got enough foreign reserves. They're still benefiting from the trade in terms of manufacturing activity moving into these markets. So I would say, you know, you'll get a lot of opportunities, especially in the consumption-driven companies, especially in Vietnam. You know, you've got solid fundamentals and strong balance sheets.
And speaking of Vietnam and away from the virus, you're also looking at some potential upside in the solar energy space.
Solar energy, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of move towards renewables in some of these markets now, given the fact that you know, fossil fuels are becoming kind of less fashionable, or I would say it's more important being given to renewable energy. So I would say solar energy is something one can look at in Vietnam. The government is providing subsidies and a fixed return, so that's why you're seeing more investment in solar energy in some markets like Vietnam.
How has your Vietnam fund done? Just really
very quickly, Rashir.
Briefly.
Yeah, I would say Vietnam has been tough this year, given the fact that first you had January, you had especially after the New Year break, the Chinese New Year break. I think the last trading days of Vietnam, the market was down 5%, and also in February you had you know, these cases pick up and, you know, stress rise over the coronavirus. So I think Vietnam is first quarter is going to be tough for Vietnam, but I think it's a good opportunity to look at the market at this point in time.
All right, Rashir, thanks so much for joining us. Rashir Desai, Fund Manager, Asia Frontier Capital, on the line from Hong Kong for us here on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia, Hong Kong, China. Come online in around 5 minutes. This is Bloomberg.